Hey there, Yarn Life.
What's up? I can't believe this is episode one.
Yay,
It's
episode one.
been in the making for so long, and now here it is.
It is the day. Dun dun dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And I love this. Amanda Pippin's here. Courtney's here. Simone.
Yay, hi guys. I have to do my signature double-handed wave.
I'll just do my little, I wish I was a beauty queen wave. No, I'm kidding. All
You
right.
are a beauty queen.
It's a facade. We were talking about that. Oh my gosh. All right. So I love that we're doing this. For those of you who don't know or who aren't part of the Yarn Life group, Yarn Life is a group that Jess and I started January, February, something somewhere around there.
It was a bit of time ago.
It was Yarn Life is a group that we started, and it's not work. It's play. It's fun. It's innovation. It's inspiration. It's sharing things. Because if you don't know, Jess and I are yarnpreneurs. I mean, this is our career. Jess is the founder of the Yarnpreneur Society, and I'm the founder of the American Crochet Association. And so we already are collaborating and working so well together behind the scenes that it just we would love, or we've always said, we should share this, or this is something that other people can have a good experience with. And so that's what led us to the Yarn Life group. And then the next natural progression for us was for us to have better conversations and communicate with people. And it was something that I tried to do with the whole Be Live thing in the groups, and it just Be Live, I love you, but I had to break up with you because you couldn't commit. You couldn't commit, and I couldn't rely on you. And it
We're
was
taking it
just
to the next level. We're
it's a
going
bad breakup.
legit with our
Yes.
YouTube channel. And we're
Yes.
calling it a show, and we're getting
Yes.
all fancy, and we're gonna have tons of fun.
Tons of fun, tons of fun. But this isn't just one of those, like, hey, we're just gonna chat. I mean, yes and yes. But
You
we
can't stop Selena from chatting.
no,
It's not
there's
possible.
just no, I'm the monologue queen, I have to say. But we really genuinely, like, I wish that we've recorded every conversation we've ever had, Jess. Because we really like I'm so inspired by Jess, and I'm so inspired by the things that she does and the things that she says and how we collaborate. And that's when we were like, all right, we got to make this public. Like, we have a lot to offer the yarn community, and this is the next step to do that.
Yeah, so we're super excited to kind of take things to the next level. We've been sharing a lot of stuff in the Facebook group as far as Yarn Life goes, and we're all clearly obsessed with yarn. So,
A
it just makes sense. But we also kind of wanted to be able to communicate with you guys a little more effectively, give you your daily dose of fiber. Well, it's going to be a weekly dose of fiber, but you get the daily dose in the group and the weekly dose with the show. And
Yes.
you'll have plenty of fiber. You'll be good fiber-wise.
That's
And
right.
yeah, we just want to kind of have fun, have more fun, because there's no such thing as too much fun. So we're gonna have some more.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So the way these shows are going to go is they're episodes. This is episode one. This is something we're going to start doing every single Friday. And again, Jess and I are people, this is our career. We're in the yarn industry. We're here for keeps. And so every episode is going to have a different theme. We're either going to, be highlighting things that we're doing in the industry, things that can help you better wherever you are in the industry, whether you're just a hobbyist or you're trying to make a business out of this, trying to up your skills. We're going to invite guests and talk to them about things they're doing in the industry. And so we've got a really exciting lineup, and subscribe so that you can always see these episodes. And if you don't watch them live, you can always watch them on replay, and it's still great information.
Yay.
Whoop, whoop. All right, so Jess, I think did we outline Yarn Life in did we do
I think the only thing we missed, we didn't get to say our tagline.
Oh, do you want to say it? You can say it.
Okay, because it's going to be a tradition.
It
So you
is.
guys are going to get super sick of it, but it's okay.
No, they're gonna love
So
it. They're gonna need it, and it's gonna fulfill their soul when they hear it.
All right, so are you ready? Welcome to Yarn Life, guys. Get tangled up here.
Get tangled up here. That's right. Yay! See, I felt enlightened when you said that. So, I thought it would be cool in our first episode, Jess. I think it'd be cool for us to just introduce ourselves a little bit. You know, we're in our own groups, we're in our own channels, but for the purposes of this channel and this show, or for anybody who maybe is just joining us for the first time, this is the first time they've ever seen us, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Jess? Why Jess?
Oh, I don't know why Jess. Okay, I know why Jess. I was born in 1990, and it was the most single most popular girl's name, so that's why my parents picked it. No, literally, that's the story I tell. It was number one, 1990, so I went through school with like a million other Jessicas and Jesses and Jays and Jesse and whatever. So anyway, I know that was totally not what you were asking.
No, but I like that. I didn't know that. And I had the exact opposite experience. So it's nice to have that.
So yeah, about Jess. I thought it would be fun because I'm going to totally quiz you, Selena. I thought it would be fun to kind of come up with some quirky questions. So thing number one, something that people may not know about me. I can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 2 minutes, usually. Sometimes it takes me longer, usually under 2 minutes. It was this weird skill that I kind of learned along with the rest of my siblings because we all somehow at the same time became obsessed with Rubik's Cubes. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a fun little tidbit. Also, I am a dance instructor. So I talk about this a little bit, you know, sometimes, but it's my second love. Well, it's my first love and yarn is my second love. Sorry, yarn. but I love them both equally now that I've found both of them. I love them equally. But yeah, I love really teaching and sharing my passion for dance with my students. So that's something that I do as well. But I started YPS a year and a month ago. So we've been around for a year now, and it's been really exciting to network with other yarnpreneurs, to learn more about the industry, and to be able to share what I know and what I have access to with people who are trying to build businesses. You know, at the Yarnpreneur Society, we are there to help yarnpreneurs build businesses that they love. And that is our ultimate goal. It is everything that we do is geared towards that. So we put a lot of time and effort into the content that we share, the resources that we collect, and the members area and what the members experience, because I think there's not enough support. Like there's community support. There's plenty of community support out there for yarnpreneurs, but there's not a lot of educational support. And that was why I started YPS, because I realized that, and I did it on my own too, but I realized that other people were doing it. You know, you would take a business course or you would take a social media course or something, but none of it was geared towards people with businesses in our industries. So I realized that not only was I spending hours and time and money and effort investing in these courses, but then I had to spend hours and hours kind of trying to figure out how to tweak it to make it work for the fiber arts industry, to make it work for my business. Because our market is so unique and what we do is so unique, there are not a lot of educational resources out there for us. And that was when I kind of had that little bit of an awakening. I was driving and I was like, like literally,
like while I was
driving. Oh my God. Yeah. So I was totally driving and I almost pulled over because I had to, like, my brain was going like a million miles an hour. Not my car, but my brain. And I was like, I had to like sit and think about it for a second because I was like, oh my God, how cool would it be to have a place that yarnpreneurs can go and they don't have to look anywhere else. They don't have to Google things and they don't have to like find something that's kind of close to what they're looking for and then tweak it for their business. Like they don't have to do that. And how cool would that be? And that's where YPS came from. So I think you know, we have a long way to go and we're doing a lot of new and exciting things right now. We're completely revamping the members area and the content that we're offering because we want to make sure that we're always providing top-notch education and ways to up your skills and ways to grow your business. So again, we are here to help your entrepreneurs build businesses that they love. So not only do we care about the fact that you're successful, but we care about the fact that you've built something that you enjoy and that you're passionate about and that you care about and you want to work on every day. So
absolutely.
That's been really exciting, a really exciting journey for me. And obviously, like I said, we still have so much more to do, but just getting started, it's been so much fun to learn from other experts, to share what other people are doing, and to kind of really feel like I can connect with people who want to be yarnpreneurs or are yarnpreneurs, not only on that community level, but on that educational level. Because previous to YPS, you know, I could support people. I could share information if I had it. I could, you know, encourage people as much as possible, but I didn't feel like I was making enough of an impact. I didn't feel like I was really helping the way that I could be.
Right.
So that was why I was excited to build YPS, because it turned it not only into a community thing, but a real educational resource that actually gives you the skills and the tools and the knowledge that you need to build a business that you love. So that's what I've been doing for the past year. Like literally, that's what I've been doing.
Absolutely.
Almost constantly.
I have just like one note on that, which is a little backstory about why me and Jess work so well together. So a year and a month ago, when Jess and I first connected, because we both worked for Crochet Media or with Crochet Media. And when I launched the American Crochet Association, it was just all things crochet. And I had so many things to offer, and I'm just going to offer all of this information and all of these things. And one of the first things that I launched when Jess came on was this course on starting a crochet business. And it was just basically a case study. This is what I did. This is why I was successful. You can do it too. And it was this course that I started. And then after I got to know Jess more, and after I did this course, and after I heard what she was doing with YPS, I was like, absolutely right. Like, or Jess, there are so many people that offer these one-off things. Like, hey, I have this one thing to offer. Or I have this one bit of information. I have this one bit. And that's what I felt like I was doing too. And I was like, huh, well, this doesn't make any sense at what I'm doing. Like this one little piece of the pie doesn't belong in this association that I'm doing, but it makes perfect sense with what you're doing. Because what I love about what you're doing at YPS is that it is this like legit learning path. It is this legit thing. And in the crochet world, if you're trying to make a business out of this, it can be so fickle. If you don't have the right resources, if you don't have the right community, I mean, this could not, like, you could give up after 3 months or 6 months. And yeah. I think that just having a great checklist, and it's about community, yes, but it's about a community with action steps. And that's what I love about who you are and what you're doing, is that it's not just, hey, everybody come in the door, we're going to pat ourselves on the back and great job and let's share some products or projects. It's like, what's your next step? If you want to make this a business, this is exactly what that means. And this is how you're going to do it. And this is how you're going to get there. And yeah, we're all a community. But this is how you're going to make it a real thriving business and career for yourself. And so I love that. People like me, and there are so many people like me. It's like, hey, I have so much to offer. Here's all these things. But when you really narrow down what you really can offer people in terms of spectrum, like that's why I kind of like retracted. All right, my case study and course does not belong here, but this is totally the right place for what Jess is doing and part of your learning path. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, you know, it's one of the things that I love about doing this because, and I say this all the time, I'm not an expert in everything. And that's why I think it's so important to network with other yarnpreneurs who have experiences, who have expertise in certain areas that I don't. It's why I don't teach all the courses. It's why I bring in guest instructors whenever possible, because I think that's important. And that's one of the things that I loved about, you know, when we first started having this conversation, Selena, because, you know, your experience and what you've done, I haven't done, and I don't have that expertise. So I think it was important to, you know, take that in and be able to offer that to my members, because, you know, it means that they get the spectrum. You know, because if I taught only what I know, there'd be a lot of pieces missing from the puzzle.
That's what I love about what you're creating, is that it really is. And thank you, Amanda Pippin. She just answered it. Yes, Simone was asking, I must have missed something. What is YPS? And that's another reason we're doing this show, is that, you know, this is our career, you know, what Jess is doing and the Yarnpreneur Society, what I'm doing at American Crochet Association, but then just the crochet world in general. Like, there are so many things that, because we're making this our career, we have access to and we have knowledge of, and there are conversations that we're having that it's refreshing to make this public. So here for everybody, I'm going to post, it's not letting me post your .com. It said, I just tried to type it in as a comment. It says, oops, nope, you can't do that.
I guess because I'm signed in as Yarn Life. And you're just...
I'm just somebody. Yeah, I'm just a commentator.
I think I can make you a moderator. Maybe. See, these are the kinds of conversations that you guys miss out on when we're not doing this live. You know, we have all sorts of technical issues. And and Jess just clicks around until she sees what happens.
That's right.
These are the things that
I do. That's why I all hail you in terms of business. Crochet business. That's right. I all hail you.
Oh, it's too funny. All right. So, Selena, it is your turn. Now, you get to share some stuff about yourself, and then you get to talk about the ACA. But I want to know, do you have a hidden talent or some sort of, like, interesting fact that you can share about Selena that we don't know yet?
I have one interesting fact that I can share. So we were actually just talking about this the other day. I really love to untangle yarn. Like, I really genuinely, like, it excites me. It's bizarre, because most people are like, it's tangled, just throw it away. And that breaks my heart, because I want to untangle it so badly. And it's like a fun puzzle, or it's like, I love it's ridiculous. And I wonder if it stems from, you know, whenever I learned to crochet, I did it in this, you know, we learned in school, and all of our yarn was donated, and some of it was like knotted masses of just yarn that, you know, people are like, here, we'll let kids have it and they can untangle it, you know? And I've always enjoyed that. Like, I was always the one like, ooh, yes, I want the red one. I want to untangle the red one. Like, you know, because it was the biggest, knottiest mess. And I love that. And seriously, anytime, you know, I've heard a few people say like, oh, I just throw it away. Or, oh, yarn barf. Like, I actually kind of like yarn barf a little bit sometimes, because I'm like, gonna untangle it. So weird, I know, but it's something that I love. And I do think it is a hidden talent, because I genuinely love it and I have the patience for it. And there's nothing more satisfying than taking this and making it into like this. So satisfying. Yes. Yeah, I love it. Shannon, she agrees with me. She says, I do too. Why waste a precious commodity? That's how I see it. Absolutely. Yeah, so I don't know, a little bit about me. I feel like, just some highlights, some tidbits. How I feel like I define myself is this person who loves to travel, who has traveled, who's just lived in different places. And I still kind of see myself as this global traveler, even though we're living in Bend, Oregon right now. I love it. I love going to other countries and experiencing things and going on vacations, and like, I one day maybe I'll live in a caravan and, I don't know, crochet in my little, you know, Airstream or something like that. I love the idea of traveling. I've always loved crochet, I should say. And if you've been following me for any length of time, then you may have heard like this little bit about me, but I've always just genuinely just been obsessed with crochet. I learned when I was about 5, and I really thought I was like one of the only people on the planet who crocheted. So I just kind of did it at home, and like, it was bliss. I loved it. And, I never put it away. You know, I went to college and I, you know, had all these careers, and I was in like banking and all these serious jobs. And,
I somehow can't imagine Selena banking like in that world. Yes. I don't know. I
was really good at it, actually. I started as a teller and I was really good at it. I love counting money, and so many people had intimidated them, but I really loved it and I was really good at it. I was very quick and very efficient. And then I moved up to the administrative offices, and I'm very ambitious. I really like to just do my best. And I really like, I get bored very easily. So I like to master things very quickly. I like to learn everything there is to possibly know about a job. Like, I wanted to be the best teller. I wanted to be a really good teller. And then, you know, when this admin job came up, I was like, ooh, I want to be the best admin, and just to be the best that I possibly could be. But then I mastered it. And then I was like, that's it. Like, I did the best I could do. And that, you know, so I get bored very easily. And I think that that's why this really, like, this has been the first career that I've ever actually called a career. Everything else that I've ever done has been like a job. Like, I worked in banking, yeah, and I managed a medical supply company, and I worked in insurance, and I was an agent. And there were all these other jobs that I had because I felt like you have to have a serious job, like in marketing or banking or insurance. And they, I don't know, they always felt like jobs. They never felt like a career. So this is the only thing that I feel like I have a lot to offer. I feel that I have a lot of control over, and I feel that, you know, I know what to do to really master this so I can make it into a career. And that's really exciting for me. So that was the long of it.
But I love that distinguishment. That's not a word.
Yes. Distinction.
Distinction. That's the word I'm trying to think of. I love the distinction between a job and a career because, you know, one implies, you know, if we're talking about a job, one implies, yeah, it's just a thing I do.
Yeah.
I go to work, I come home, I don't really like it. It's not really my passion. It's not something that I would want to last my entire life. It's not something that I want to take through, you know, to the end, but I need the money. It's a job. And I feel like that's the word that people use to describe that situation. And I think if people are more excited by what they're doing, if they feel more passionate about what they're doing, whatever it may be, they start to call it a career. If they feel like they see themselves in it for the long haul, you know, you start to use different wording. So I think that's an interesting distinction.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would have never thought that, or I didn't start out that way, or I didn't see that being the path that I was taking. This has been very organic for me, even where I am today. You know, looking back when I started this, like when I started this for profit years ago, I always saw this as being something with limitless potential because of how passionate that I was about it.
Yeah.
And I never thought, oh, I'm only selling crochet things, or I'm only selling lessons, or I'm only selling, like, I never saw it as that. I just saw it as, I love everything about crochet, and here are all the different things that I can better myself in this career, and I can help others with. And I think that the helping others, that's been the most exciting part in this whole endeavor for me.
Yeah,
enter the American Crochet Association.
Dun, dun, dun. That's my sound effect for the day.
There we go. I know. I like that. It's very satisfying.
Yeah, but I would like to hear more about the ACA and what you're doing over there now, because things have changed a lot since you first started.
Yeah, no. I mean, like I was just saying a minute ago, I love that. What I love about crochet is that I feel that there's so much potential. There's so many different facets. I don't just have one job in the crochet arena. I started the American Crochet Association just because I felt all of those things, you know, and I was even touching on that a minute ago when I said I have so much to offer, and like, here's a business course and here's some stuff about yarn. Like, I had so much to offer, and the American Crochet Association was just a way for me to offer all of these things that I had questions on, that I had been researching, that I needed some kind of answers on. And what I found after about a year of doing that was that it was like, if you were to walk into my brain, it's kind of like, wow, there's a lot here, but I'm really kind of terrified because I don't know where to begin. And I realized that that was the experience that I was giving people. And so I said, all right, let me backtrack. Okay, let me fine tune. Maybe I don't offer business advice because I can clearly see other people are doing a much better job at that. What am I most passionate about? There are some things that I do, like pattern writing. And I'm like, no, let me narrow. So the American Crochet Association, as it is now, it is a path to crochet mastery. So it doesn't matter who you are as a crocheter. It doesn't matter if you've been doing this 50 years, if you started 2 months ago. There are certain things in crochet that you can't find in a book. There are certain things in crochet that you can't find in one book. You can't find in one resource. And because I've literally made a career out of this, I've accumulated different resources and tips and tricks that can help others build their knowledge. So this isn't necessarily a skill building thing. We're not going to say, all right, everybody, we're all going to make this Afghan. We're not, it's not project based in that sense. It is knowledge based in that I want everyone to be able to feel more confident on topics like yarn, so that they know how to ask better questions, so that they know how to best utilize the resources that they have in the crochet world. And so that may sound kind of lofty, but in essence, the American Crochet Association is now a 12-course program, and every single course is designed to help you ask better questions and feel more knowledgeable on a crochet topic like yarn, swatching, gauge, sizing, how to read crochet patterns and charts, how to source and manage your different crochet resources, things like that, so that you can feel like a crochet master. Does the education stop there? No, but it's almost kind of like going to college and you get a degree and it's like, wow, I feel like I can ask better quality questions. You know, I have something to show for the time that I did and what I learned, but now I know that education doesn't stop there. I know where to go and I know what questions to ask.
I think that's great because I say this for YPS too. Sometimes you have to go back. Like, again, even if you've been crocheting for 50 years or 2 months or whatever that is, sometimes there are things that you have to go back and dive deep into, and you have to, like, there are things that you miss. And I told this story during the masterclass on Wednesday, but I think it's kind of relevant here too. When I first learned to knit, I didn't know, because I was learning from, like, random YouTube videos and just kind of, like, trying things out.
Yes.
I didn't know that you had to put the yarn in front to purl. So No one ever explained that. And I know, like, that's very skills based. Like, no one ever said, hey, by the way, before you do a purl stitch, you should really bring your yarn to the front because that's where it's supposed to be. But, like, I feel like those things, sometimes you don't really know what you don't know until you go
that's
back.
That's my favorite saying.
I know. I say it all the time now because you say it. But sometimes
so
you just don't know. Like, no one told you that it was, you should be doing things this way, or even not, like, no one told you that there are these resources, or that you can, this is a great way to source patterns, or that you should be assessing your patterns before you try. Like, nobody said any of those things. Because, again, a lot of us learn from so many different sources. And that's what, yes, I think is great about the ACA, because it brings it all together in a way that makes sense.
Yes.
Step by step. Like, you don't have to go anywhere else. Everything is there.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm trying for. I'm trying to create a resource that includes everything that is valuable in this career for me. And I'm trying to include things so that I don't want to be a crutch for anyone. I don't want anyone to I want to empower people to ask better questions and to feel confident in the knowledge that they've earned when they're part of the ACA. That's very important to me. And that's what this is about. Yeah, absolutely. Empowering people one crocheter at a time.
Yes.
There we are. So yeah, so that's the ACA in a nutshell, YPS in a nutshell. Guys will post links, or I guess only Jess can post links because
I made you a moderator, so you should be able to.
Yes.
Now.
All right. Well, YPS, the Yarnpreneur Society, you can find that .com. She's also got a fabulous Facebook group. Same thing for me. And so first and foremost, if you're not in our Facebook group, for Yarn Life. That is kind of the meeting of the minds, and that's where we share. That's where we kind of. That's where Jess and I overlap, and that's where that's where we work publicly, and that's where this channel is kind of connected to that. But anything pertaining to the Yarnpreneur Society, you can find it at .com. She's also got a great Facebook community. Same thing for the American Crochet Association. We are at .org, American Crochet Association .org.
Say that, and we've got fast.
I can't. That's why I just say ACA. It is a long name, amazing results. No, I'm stealing that from somewhere, I'm sure. But yes. So we're both there as well. So you can find more if that's what you're looking for.
Awesome. All right. So I think we have something really exciting to do next.
Yes. Yes, we do. I have to give a shout out to where the few places I got this idea. So Jess and I are big fans of Top Gear. So if you've never watched Top Gear, you won't have any clue what we're talking about. It's a car show. And one of my favorite parts about the show is that all of their guests there's a leaderboard, and all the guests have to drive the reasonably priced car, and they time a lap or something like that, a lap or two. And so I love that idea. And I got this from Lee of Happily Hooked, because she had me on one of her shows, and we did this Granny Square challenge, and I was like, you know what? We've got to do this here. Oh, Simone loves Top Gear. She knows. Amanda knows. So I think for this show, for this season, it would be a lot of fun to do the Granny Square challenge. So that's what me and Jess are doing right now.
Yes.
And we're creating a leaderboard. Yep.
So we're going to time each other.
Yes.
And we're going to see how this goes. Should be interesting.
Yes. So just a little bit of details on this. We've got a free Granny Square pattern. We're just going to be doing round one. We're going to be doing the same exact instructions. Just tell us a little bit about your yarn and the hook you're using, and I'll time you, and then you'll do the same for me, and we'll be the first two on the leaderboard.
Yes.
For the Yarn Life leaderboard. Yep.
All right. So I practiced. Just putting that out there. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I've never made a granny square in my life.
Hilarious. This is your pattern, Selena.
I know.
So I am using some Red Heart gumdrop.
Oh, I love it.
I've had it sitting on my yarn wall for a while. So I'm going to use it. I thought it would be fun and colorful. And it goes really well with my hook.
Yes.
I've got a unicorn hook from Manda's Naughty Crochet. She's on Instagram and Etsy. And
love it.
It's awesome. So it's a size H. I got a size H boy. I'm a boy girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry. So thanks, Amanda. Yeah. The hook is awesome. I'm nervous.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, don't worry. It's not really a race. It's a leaderboard.
Oh,
okay. Not really a race.
Yes, Shannon.
You're the first one.
Okay, I'm the first one. That kind of makes me nervous. Okay, so I'm going to tilt my camera down so you guys can see my hands. And Selena's going to get out her phone, and she is going to time me. So let me see.
A timer.
Okay.
I'm going to show you guys.
I'm going to put this on the floor, so hopefully it doesn't.
We'll do 3, 2, 1, go. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, we'll do 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. I feel like there should be some music.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know what I'm doing.
I memorized the pattern, so we're going to see.
And just take your time. While you're doing that, I'm going to read through some of the comments. I'm going to see who's here. There are 13 people watching us live. This is episode one. That's pretty exciting. I was so excited to see that the community is like, yes, I can't wait to watch this. All right, so the first commenter here was Simone. Thank you, Simone, for being here. Episode one. Courtney's in the house. Amanda Pippin, April, how's it going? Simone, good to see you too. Courtney says, shit. That's right. That's right. Amanda says, one of us is witty.
It was probably me.
It probably was. I'm not. I'm just loud. Shannon says, teachers rock. That's right, lady. And Amanda Pippin, the Yarnpreneur Society. That's right, lady.
All right, here we go. My last three chains.
Why is this so?
Ready? Join. Join. And done.
All right, 1 minute. Nine. Wait a minute.
Did you not time me right?
It looks weird. 1 minute, 9 seconds. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know why this looks so foreign to me all of a sudden.
Selena forgot how to read time.
Well, it wasn't that. I thought, did I push the wrong setting? Why does
this look weird? I think it changes to hours and whatever. Like, it'll count milliseconds until.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was confused. Beautiful. All right. You need to take a picture of that with your hook. We got to post that in the group.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we got to.
1 minute and 9 seconds.
All right. That's the first one on the leaderboard on the Granny Square Challenge. First one. Right. So I'm next. Fun. No, I'm nervous. I feel like I didn't wear enough deodorant for this.
All right. What are you using? What do you got going on?
Okay. Mine is down as much as I can go. So you can see me? Can you? Yes.
Yeah, we can see.
Okay. So this is a weight 5. I don't know. I don't remember what it is. I think it's a Debbie Bliss something. It's just something in my scrap yarn. And then I'm using a J. Susan Bates best hook. By the way, it's a J, and I got mine from Happy Crochet Hooks, and it's just fun and beautiful, and it makes me want to crochet all the things. So this is what I'll be using for my Granny Square Challenge. Whew! All right, I'm ready.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Count yourself in, and I will hit go.
3, 2, 1, go. It's like I forgot how to make a slip knot. My gosh, it's like I'm fumbling all over the place.
It's because you're
using a Susan Bates. It's,
no, you're
it's using because it's because I trash talked. That's why.
Karma.
I know that's what it was. Right, when the camera's on, I'm telling you, like, it is so much harder than
right
it looks.
Oh man, Selena's hands are fast.
Because I'm nervous.
Simone, yeah, Jeopardy music.
I don't know. I don't know why I want, like, spy music on. All right. Done.
Oh, my God.
49 seconds. Yeah. There it is. My granny
wow.
square.
I'm impressed. Maybe I should have gone.
I even fumbled a lot. Like, I forgot how to make an adjustable. I was like, why is this? Like, I was looking at it like it was foreign. Like, I had no idea. Maybe we should do a take two.
Did you make a magic loop?
Yeah, I did an adjustable loop.
You cheater.
Why?
Because you used chains in the pattern. I was following the pattern.
Was there chains in the pattern?
There was chains.
All right, maybe I'll have to do that again. Maybe this definitely needs some fine tuning.
What do you guys think?
It does.
Do you think we should make Selena do it again? Because she totally cheated using a magic loop.
All right, I'll do it again. Let me do it real quick.
Out like the whole beginning.
Let me do that again.
All right, one more time. We'll give you one more chance.
One more chance, because I do not follow the rules that even I write, apparently. Okay. All right, on your mark, get set, go.
Amanda always use the adjustable loop. Yeah, I was going to use the adjustable loop, but then she sent me the pattern, and she was like, we're going to use this one.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, we should probably chain here because I don't want this to ever come out because your kids are going to be, you know, pulling it all over the house.
Oh, Simone has a good point. She said, Jess, I think yours was actually 51 seconds because Selena's timer counted down from 2 minutes.
What?
I think you
both.
I think you used the timer, not the stopwatch.
Oh, man. I think we're going to do yours again, too, Jess. All right, done.
42. How did you do it faster?
I fumbled the first time. We're going to do yours again, too. We're going to do, this is such okay. a learning curve.
Yeah. Okay.
We're doing two. Yours again.
Let Amanda, me do check the tape.
My timer. Hold on. Not to, I'm doing not a the timer, stopwatch. The stopwatch. You know what? That's what I did. I did the timer. What is
Thank
wrong
you,
with
Simone.
Me? I'm fired.
All right, I'm That's frogging. It. I'm frogging this one.
Timer this time. All right, I have it on stopwatch mode. And I won't touch anything else. I wonder if that happened because I dropped the phone and maybe I hit something else. I don't know. Maybe I really am just, you know.
All right, so we're going to do this again. Definitely. I don't know if it's going to be any better the second time. I think it might actually be worse, but let's see.
Just count it down and I'll push start.
All right, ready? Three.
Because I'm on stopwatch now.
3, 2, 1, go.
All right, it's on stopwatch.
Doing chains.
1, 2, 3. All right, I'm going to read some more comments here. Courtney says, Lady, I'm elbow deep and flipping tangles right now. She says, I'm caking my stash. I hate it. You know what? Actually, that was one of the most exciting times in my life when I got a yarn winder and I got to cake all of my yarn. It was like Christmas. My husband was like, you're still winding yarn. And it was like hours and hours and hours. It was amazing. It was the best time of my life.
I did that when I got my yarn wall because I had to cake everything. And
it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
This is the messiest granny square I've ever made in my entire life.
It does not have to be perfect. I'm glad we're both following the instructions now.
Yeah.
All right, Simone loved Top Gear. She knew what I was talking about. Shannon, I was being sarcastic when I said I've never made a granny square. That was just me being a smart aleck. I'm sorry.
Eddie. And done.
1 minute, 13 seconds.
Okay, Selena wins.
It's because you were using a boy hook.
Apparently, I need to work on my speed crochet skills.
I don't know. You don't have to be the fast. I just thought it would be fun to do this. Like, it's not about being the fastest. Maybe it's just about, I don't know.
It's about base versus.
It's about the fun. It's about the fun.
I should have used my furls hook.
Oh, I don't have a furls hook. I am only faithful to Happy Crochet hooks now. That's it.
Oh, gosh. All right. Oh, well, I think I can do better next time. But, well, I'll practice.
There you go.
I'll log some hours with my granny squares.
All right. Keep us posted on that. Keep us posted on that.
Oh, nice, Jackie. Boy, girl.
Yes. Well, boy was my first hook, but once I started using Susan Bates, that was it. It was like the holy grail of crochet hooks.
I'm actually kind of afraid to start using Susan Bates because I'm afraid I might like it and then have to get all new hooks.
Oh, no, actually, no, my first hook was a boy. Fun story. And it's a G hook. I actually have it downstairs. I've had it since I was like 5 years old. Aww. And I had no idea forever that like, oh, you use a different hook depending on the yarn you're using. I just thought I had to make everything work with this one G hook that I had that was a boy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cute.
Fun story. Yeah.
You should Fun frame story. It. You should like frame it and be like,
oh, maybe I will.
Put it, get it bronze. That. Like baby booties.
Get it bronze. Oh, I'll get them dipped.
I love it. All right, so we have one more exciting thing to talk about. We just want to tell you what's coming up next week. So we're planning on doing an episode every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. We will set them up ahead of time in our YouTube channel. As you can see, like today's was set up ahead of time, so you can kind of see what's coming up. But we'll always take a second to kind of share what's going on so you guys can get excited for what's coming up. Obviously, we're going to share everything in the Yarn Life Facebook group too. So again, if you're not a member there, you can go to facebook.com/groups/yarnlife. And find us there and make sure you join, come hang out with us. And Next week, we have episode 2, and we're going to dive a little deeper into YPS. We're going to talk about what it really means to be a yarnpreneur, how to find out if you are a yarnpreneur, because I've actually had this. I've actually had people with businesses not know that they're yarnpreneurs. So we're gonna talk about that a little more. We're gonna kind of talk about what my goals are for YPS and what we're kind of trying to achieve over there. So that's coming up next week. And I'm so glad we did this. I'm like so excited.
Me too.
I'm still like, yay. So thank you all so much for being here. Everyone who's watching live, everyone who's going to watch the replay, everyone who commented and joined in and said hi. Thank you guys. I had tons of fun. How about you, Selena?
I did. I had so much fun. I love this. Anytime we can do video, anytime we can have conversations, anytime we can bring the community in, I'm down. I love that. And, you know, for anybody who watched any of our, you know, live interviews or conversations in on Facebook in the Yarn Life group, like this is just an elevated version of that. This is the next step. Just this works better. It feels better. And just subscribe to this channel. And even if you can't watch live, we hope you watch on the replay and tell us what you guys think.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you again so much for being here. I love there's totally like a debate going on about
I love it. Best you know? Hooks. I know great. There always is. There always is. There's no Clover's the best. No Bates. No, you know.
Maybe we do an episode where we each have to try a different hook and see how fast see if it changes any of our times on our granny scale.
I think that's going to be the next Yarn Life. Yeah, the next Yarn Life specific episode.
Yes.
I think so.
Timer's all done, but since you're still on there,
I have children I have to send to now. That is time.
All right. That's how we know it's time to wrap it up. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Could I just watch one more?